How did I make that decision? I'll tell you, it was scary as hell. I started Women in Tech at LinkedIn and I started a community and I missed the community. I want this, I want this, I want to do this. I want to help support women, invest in women. Then if you don't ask, the answer is definitely going to be no.
Erica, welcome to Boss.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's such an honor. I've been listening to you, so you'd be impressed on my Peloton as I'm working out.
That's amazing. I love that so much. Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn. I get to interview my fabulous network to help others learn, network, and pay it forward. And Boss is also a podcast. I am so excited to dive deeper. But first, who's Erica?
Oh, thank you. I'm an engineer by trade. So I'm always going to start with my geeky side. That's a computer engineering major. I've been an executive in tech for nearly 30 years and most recently decided to pivot and start a podcast myself called Humanize Her. So hopefully I get to learn a lot from you as well. I'm also a mom.
I love that. And I've heard that you've spent over a decade at LinkedIn as VP head of engineering. How did you get to where you are now?
Oh gosh, it's not what I envisioned, right? I was a first gen graduate in my family. It took me 7 years to graduate and worked 30 hours a week. So I did not even think that this was possible or honestly in the cards for me, but I just always cared about the product that I was building. And if it was broken, if it had bugs, I'd want to fix it. So naturally what happened is people started gaining trust with me. Like customers would gain trust with me. Something's broken. Hey, I want to talk to Erica. She cares about it, wants to fix it. And then I'd fix it. So I'd understand the problem. I'd fix it and then execute and deliver on it. I became this known go-to person after a while and then also really good on execution. That naturally led me to leadership positions and more trust. Not only did I care about my craft, but in the early stages of my career, whatever was given to me, I'd take it and I'd just be yes, yes, yes. I wasn't very intentional. But then later I was like, no, I want this. I want this. I want to do this. And then you become more intentional when you have a little bit more, I think, confidence. But then I start asking for these positions and these opportunities. And if you don't ask, the answer is definitely going to be no. And did I always get all the opportunities I asked for? Of course not. But that's really where my courage started to come in. Took a while to get there. I'm going to be honest. It wasn't easy. Right now, I'm in a new space. Oh my gosh. Doubt is all coming back in. I'm like, okay, what does it mean to be in this new world?
I am a huge fan of LinkedIn. I've always been a fan of LinkedIn. You are now leaving larger corporate-ish. I did that when I left Viacom. You are starting on this big entrepreneurship journey with Humanize Her. Tell me what's going on.
I'll start with, how did I make that decision? I'll tell you, it was scary as hell. But it also came out of frustration of how I wanted to change. So being an executive, VP of engineering, your natural progression is, oh, you should go to maybe a startup, be a CEO, CTO, and do that next role. And you know what? I just didn't enjoy it the same that I used to. And it changed. As humans, and at LinkedIn, being there for 13 and a half years, they have many different product lines. I led the growth team from the ground up before they had 150 million members. Now they're over a billion. I did that for 7 years. I ran their learning business for another several years. Then I took over their talent solution business on the recruiter and job seeking. There's all these use cases. I did that, check onto the next thing. I wanted to take a break for once in my life. I have two kids, 18 and 15. And I was like, I'll never get these years back. I've always been a working mother. I never took a break ever. Even when I was pregnant and took maternity leave, like 6 weeks. I took a break, didn't last long. Lasted like 3 months. And the one thing that I truly always missed is I started Women in Tech at LinkedIn and I started a community and I missed the community. I missed the women. I missed helping them, but they were still reaching out to me. So I'm like, something needs to still organically happen here. So that's how Humanize Her came about. I was like, I'll just create my own community. And I was on a run and in product meetings, we would talk about specs and how we want to build it. Thing I would commonly say is, can you humanize it for me for a second, right? Don't get so much in the details. What's the user experience here? I care about women, her, and humanize her. Okay, that makes sense. And so let's just put it together. And then the platform was a podcast, like what you're doing. There's so many amazing women that I'm meeting. I started going to meetups. My whole world opened up and I'm like, this problem is everywhere. I want to help support women, invest in women, buy from them, all the things. And so the more that we collaborate and we're not competing because there needs to be a ton of voices out there, tell the stories. We could be more conscious buyers, we can be and investors, and we can really help tell these stories. I'm meeting the most incredible women in my life. I'm like, where have you been? It's actually some of my best work. And I'm creative again. I'm an engineer by trade. So I'm doing all the deployments and figuring out how all this stuff works. I get to geek out and learn some of the editing tools. That's hitting a lot of boxes for me.
From your vantage point, what trends are you seeing?
I've been in tech for a very long time, and I went through the dot-com era, the mobile era. We're in the AI era. I mean, you can't have a conversation without discussing AI. Obviously, I think media is definitely changing as well. So on the AI side, I hope that we use all the tools to make our life more efficient. That's what AI is all about. We shouldn't be scared of it. We should embrace it, but we also need to bring the human side of it. There's a lot of bugs. I'm an engineer. I see all the bugs, and it's basically a missing data problem. If you have the wrong data in, you're going to get the wrong data out, and you're going to get the wrong experience. I think building AI and making it efficient and building it right is going to be revolutionary for all of us. And what's great is it's also democratizing it where people have it in their hands, right? And then on the creator side, to your point, I spend more time on my phone in these devices that we have rather than on the TV, right? When I grew up, I mean, we didn't record TV. People just don't have time. And then also you get addicted to your phone.
I always think of Joe Marchese, who runs Human Ventures. He always talks about the attention economy. Same with like Gary Vee and a bunch of others. There's something there on LinkedIn too. If you don't stop that scroll, if you don't have a good hook, no one's going to see this episode, which is such a shame. Like, I need to A/B test all of it.
You're right, that attention span and getting the right thing and make it valuable. A hook is good, but what is the value? And we put all this time like we are doing now, and then it can be disappointing and discouraging if you don't get the right attention to it.
But everyone's gonna watch this. We're gonna
Exactly, it's
have
going to
great
go
things.
up.
I hear that Humanize Her will be taking over the podcast lounge at South by Southwest.
I went 2 years ago when I was working for LinkedIn and I was on a panel, but I got connected to some folks. Hey, the podcast lounge at South by, it's a newer thing. It's been only 2 years running. And hey, would you be interested in it? So of course, I jumped at the opportunity and through a connection, and I applied and got accepted. They are an amazing team to work with. This will be the first time I'm bringing the crew. There's about 10 of us. We have an Airbnb. And when I record in person, which is a little bit more high demand. But we have a slumber party. We hang out for like a week here at my house here in the studio, and we record. So we're doing the same thing at South By, and we'll have three sessions. Go check it out. I'm gonna have a happy hour there. We're gonna have a booth. So all the things when you talk about doing this, I was like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. It is so much freaking work. Like I'm marketing, I'm sales, I'm swag buyer, I'm working with designers on proofs, and it's a lot of work. I'm gonna be honest. What I'm hoping to gain out of it is reach, brand awareness, and meet some amazing women and elevate their voices and have fun.
Erica, are you ready for the lightning round?
I hope so.
Let's do this. What advice would you give your kids?
Enjoy life a little bit more. Don't be so focused on grades. They have a lot of pressure they put on themselves.
What's the future of work or just work look like to you?
What I hope it to be is just more efficient and actually have some of these AI bots take over a little bit more of our mundane tasks, and we get to be more creative.
What's one thing you'll commit to do in the rest of this year to pay it forward?
I'm going to continue forward with Humanize Her and get some amazing badass women on the podcast.
What do you want to be known for over the next 6 to 12 months?
I want to be known for that I actually made an impact. I helped some women that didn't have a voice, gave them a voice, and maybe some people that bought their book or bought their product or truly put their money where their mouth is and they got invested in. I think financial independency for women is really, really, really important.
I don't have this question on this list because I rarely have somebody with an engineering background, but like, what's your favorite programming language?
You know, it's interesting. By trade, I was C++. So I feel like, oh my gosh, that's like the nuggets of all the bolts and all the low programming details. Whereas now you have all these tools and you have all these layers, but then you can create and do things so much faster. But I'm going to always stay grounded to my roots and say C++.
I like it. When I was leading business development and innovation and sales at General Assembly, I had to teach myself SQL and Python because I couldn't be talking to chief data scientists and chief technology officers without knowing what I was talking about.
Very true.
What additional questions should I be asking people that I haven't asked yet?
Maybe just some more human questions, like what brings you joy? I just think, yes, we have our craft. But when I went from the corporate world to now this entrepreneur world, and I was in that space of, I don't know who I am, my identity, I have a little bit of an identity crisis. It's more than just asking about what my resume is, maybe who I am as a human.
I like that. How can I help you pay it forward on something?
You're doing it now. So you're helping me get my voice out there, and I want to do the same for you. So I think we're better together.
And then finally, anything else you want to say or share with me?
Keep doing what you're doing, share your ideas, share your craft, and I'm rooting for you. Thank you for having me on.
Everyone should be watching, listening, commenting, reading, stopping, sharing, all the things. Until next time, bye, Erica. Thank you.
Right, thank you.